W8FU, K8DP. I agree 100%. If it was me, I would have done it exactly as you described. I would have phased it, and I would have done a three-year phase because, and furthermore, because when you pay for membership, you could pay for 1, 2, or 3 years. They would allow you to pay for 3 years in advance. And so if it was up to me, I would have said to everybody, hey, through the duration of your current membership, you will receive a print magazine. And moving forward after that, there's going to be a surcharge, or you can opt out, you know, or it's going to be digital. And they did not do that. So that was bad optics to begin with. They didn't honor what could arguably be a contract that was already in place. That you 2 years ago or 1 year ago, you paid for 3 years of membership, and part of that membership was you received a print journal, and now all of a sudden we're just continuing this mainstream. So that was, number one, that was really, as far as I'm concerned, a big mistake. I agree with you. Number two, to piggyback that on with a rate increase as well, also a big mistake. So if it was me, if the math actually mathed, I would have done as you suggested. Number one, you make the dues increase because, hey, this is the reality we're in right now, inflation's high, et cetera, et cetera. Expenses are up, whatever. Hams are dying faster than they're becoming hams. So that's number one. And then, in the future, FYI, hey, everybody, we're going to move to a business model that is going to be an e-magazine rather than a print magazine. But we will honor the current, we will grandfather in everybody who's paid for their out to the end of their contract. But anyone who did not pay for 2 or 3 years or life, you have to do the increased fee. I would have said, hey, we're going to do this in X years in the future. Maybe it's 2 years or 3 years or 1 year, whatever. Or starting in 2025 or 2026, but to do it in the middle of 2024, right in the middle of the year, right in the middle of people's, current contract, you're right. It was 100% bad optics, and I think poor business, but can't go back now.